Biji Alice. Amal Rajan and Nick Robinson will be turning to Mary Beard for answers from the ancient world about current US and UK politics. That's in the Today podcast at 11 o'clock this evening. We're heading to our 6:30 comedy in a moment after a word about next week.
When you're operating, you have the huge privilege of trying to help somebody on the operating table. And so you always need to feel that you're good enough to do that.
In the high-pressure world of surgery, some of us can develop a tremor that makes operating more difficult.
Tremor is an involuntary, rhythmic, oscillatory movement of a body part. And it often affects the hands.
I'm Lily Cooper, a plastic surgeon, and I've made it my mission to find out how we can manage it.
This is anxiety. It has a name.
The Tremor, on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, next Wednesday afternoon at 3:30.
Now on Radio 4, the return of Steve Punt and Hugh Dennis's sitcom, The Train at Platform 4.
If you see something that doesn't look right, tell a member of staff or call Transport Police. We'll sort it. See it? Say it. Sorted.
What does that mean, Sam? Something that doesn't look right?
Something out of place, I suppose. Suspect packages or bags.
Bags that don't look right. There's a woman in Coach G who's got one of those. I spotted it straight away.
What didn't look right?
Calvin Klein isn't spelt with two Ks.
The Train at Platform 4.
Aboard the Sarah Viata service to York, calling at Peterborough, Newark, Retford, Doncaster and York. We will be ready to depart very shortly, so if you aren't travelling, now is the time to leave the train. And I say that particularly to our old friends Dave and Eileen of the Transport Police, who are still stuffing their faces with free breakfast, even though we arrived at King's Cross 15 minutes ago. Much as we love you, run for the doors, they are closing in 30 seconds.
They're finally gone.
They finally have. Ready with the trolley?
Yep, all stocked up. You okay?
That announcement always winds me up.
What, stopping at Retford? I know it always upsets me a bit.
No, the see it, say it, sorted thing. Ugh, I hate hearing it.
Why?
Because it describes my entire life. It is literally all I do. Sort things out for people. I just wish people could occasionally sort things out for themselves.
Your mum's staying with you again?
Yes, she is.
Mine's tricky too. It's never tidy enough for her. She's always telling me to hoover more, wash up my saucepans. I said to her, if you feel like that, why are you here?
Why is she there?
Because it's her house.
Oh, I see. I get the same kind of thing. She says it.
And you sort it.
Right. So, yesterday it's her washing I'm sorting. But I forgot to sort it before I sorted it. And now her favourite white blouse is somewhere between Farrer and Ball, Elephant's Breath and Man City Home Strip. It's been 24 hours and I haven't heard the end of it.
Right.
So the last thing I want at work is more seeing and saying and sorting, whether it's peak time tickets or suspect packages.
I got one of those from my aunt last Christmas. A scented candle.
How is that suspect?
It's the same one I gave her the year before.
It's not quite their definition, Tash, but that's the problem. No one knows quite what the announcement means. They hear it and start repeating all sorts of stuff, which reminds me, I need to go to first class to check no one understands the protocol.
Yes, Sam. I may have spent the last few years on the sleeper service, but I was awake most of the time. I do know, see it, say it, sorted, it pains me to say.
Not really your style, though, is it?
No, but neither a bubble tea, Deliveroo, or download ticket to PDF. The whole slogan is entirely unsuited to first class, although I have adapted it for use when recommending wines.
Go on.
See it, adore it, I'll pour it. My clientele seem to love it and find it very witty.
Is that before or after they've drunk it?
You know, it's the change, the past tense halfway through that especially annoys me. See it, say it, sort it. I mean, what's wrong with see it, say it, sort it? Like, I came, I saw, I conquered. Julius Caesar didn't change tense halfway through. It's not, I come, I see, conquered.
but he said it in Latin.
Exactly. Veni, vidi, vici, they all match. It's not consistent, Sam. Why can't it go, see it, report it, we will subsequently sort it?
Well, because Stephen Fry doesn't do train announcements.
What are you looking at on your phone?
I'm getting Google to translate see it, say it, sort it into Latin. See what Julius Caesar would have said.
Well, something more dignified and memorable, I'm sure.
Not really. It's come out as vide, deek, sorted.
Well, that's because Romans didn't say sorted. Try finished.
Vide, deek, complavit. So what does that mean?
See it, say it, it is concluded.
Oh, great. Well, we can use that next time we have 600 classic scholars on the train. Heading to a conference on great transport announcements of antiquity.
It's all nonsense anyway. We all know what the phrase should be.
See it, say it.
And we'll have to delay it. Because if anything genuinely suspicious is found, the whole train will have to stop.
Indeed, but we are required to take reports from the public seriously, so hopefully we won't get any.
Well, if we do, just don't ask me to deal with them. 90% of what is seen and said is not worth sorting.
I'll bear that in mind.
I'll wager 5 guineas on it.
Any teas and coffees? Anything from the trolley?
Excuse me, I heard something about see it and say it and sort it.
Yes. Have you seen something?
Yes.
Go on.
I think I saw a murder.
Right. Where was this?
Through the window of the train. Shortly after leaving the station, another train came alongside, and for a brief moment, I saw someone being strangled.
Oh, dear.
Are you going to sort it?
Be right back.
And your complimentary shortbread, sir.
No.
Oh, no. Have you run out of peanuts again?
No, it's not that.
Good, because I've told you before, first class has macadamia, smoked almonds and wasabi crackers. If you want standard peanuts, there's a machine on the platform at Hatfield.
Yes, I know. Have you seen Sam?
She's gone to start the ticket check.
Can you help then?
I'd rather not.
A woman in coach D thinks she's seen a murder.
I said a vodka bar at King's Cross was a bad idea.
She's mistaken.
Of course she's mistaken. Although murder on this route is not unheard of. You, for example, get away with one every time someone pays £2 for a packet of crisps that aren't even hand-sliced. You know, after those announcements, people report all sorts of things. One of my customers reported a cold case between this carriage and the next one.
As in another murder?
No, I don't mean cold case, do I? What's the name for those things?
Unsolved crimes.
No. When I say cold case, I mean...
Closed file.
Cool box.
It doesn't mean remotely the same thing.
No.
Unless there's a severed head in it. Have you looked?
There's a salmon sandwich in it. It smells similar.
Maybe Dave and Eileen left it.
Oh, those transport police, you know, they didn't have any food with them. That was the whole problem. They wandered up from Standard saying they didn't know when they'd be able to eat because they were on some sort of exercise today. Claimed an arrangement with my predecessor for breakfast. Well, I didn't believe them, but I reluctantly gave in.
Why?
They carry handcuffs. So they each had full English, muffins, coffee, toast, croissant, a full selection of conserves, and then left the train with a dozen packets of complimentary shortbread. I was amazed they could move that fast.
I do need to tell Sam about the murder thing.
Well, if you must. Can you also tell her she owes me 5 guineas?
5 what?
Pounds.
Tickets, please. Any more tickets?
Sam.
What is it, Tash? What's up?
You know the whole see it, say it stuff?
As I told Noel, we have to take reports from the public seriously. Go on.
Lady saw someone being strangled in the train next to us.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Of course she did. It's Tuesday.
So?
Oh, the Steam Heritage Murder Mystery Special runs on Tuesdays. Leaving 2 minutes ahead of us. By the time we overtake, Lady Bolsover's being strangled in the lounge car.
Oh, dear. I'll go and tell her.
We ought to have an announcement, really. See it, say it, unless what you see is two 1930s characters throttling each other, in which case ignore it.
So it doesn't need sorting?
Well, if she thinks that needs sorting, wait till the butler dies of arsenic poisoning just outside Stevenage. Can you explain it to her gently in nice short words?
Yeah. Oh, and Noel says you owe him £5.
Tell him I'll ping it to his Monzo account.
He won't know what that means.
Exactly.
Excuse me.
Good morning. Yes, what seems to be the trouble?
Your announcement said that if you see something that doesn't look right, tell a member of staff.
If it's about the murder in the adjoining train, don't worry.
What? What?
It wasn't that?
No, it wasn't that. No, I think there is some strange electrical anomaly on this service.
I see.
Possibly some sort of fluctuation in the electromagnetic field.
Right. And
at random intervals, my phone stops working and simultaneously the carriage gets darker.
Right. On second thoughts, Tash, just give Noel this fiver.
Well, what's going on?
I think that's called a tunnel.
Tunnel? What? Why?
Well, there is no service in tunnels.
Well, what do I do if I want a sandwich, then?
I'll be off.
I mean, phone service.
Look, I've seen it and I've said it. Can you sort it?
Sort what? For your phone to get a signal through 100 metres of rock?
Yes. I was in a queue to buy tickets to see David Icke, and I got cut off.
As the train manager, I do have many powers, sir, but sadly altering the fundamental qualities of radio waves is not one of them. If you want uninterrupted coverage the whole way, you need to wait and travel on what remains of HS2. Although by the time that is finished, I will be watching Countdown at a care home somewhere. So I'm not the person to ask. Now, if you'll excuse me.
So wait, if I get a call from someone I don't want to talk to, I should pretend to be in a tunnel.
Assuming there is anyone who wants to talk to you. Yes, sir.
Bit of a run on skips, Sam.
Oh, good grief.
What?
Oh, that bloke in 19C.
Oh, I know. I thought it was a bit odd earlier when he asked me if the seat reservation system could be hacked by the CIA.
I think he's one of those conspiracy theory people. Ignore him, or you'll find yourself explaining that no, the coffee does not contain an experimental vaccine, and no, there is no secret time travel portal near Hatfield.
No. It's near Retford, isn't it? That's why I don't like stopping there.
I'm not joking, he's a time waster.
Excuse me, have you called the police?
Why?
There was a murder in the other train. It was wringing her neck like a chicken.
I was just on my way to explain, madam. What you saw was just acting.
Technically overacting.
It's not real, it's all pretend.
There, you see, fake murders. That's the length the deep state will go to.
It's the murder mystery special. It runs on Tuesdays. Didn't you notice it was a steam train?
Yes, exactly. It will keep going when the grid goes down.
So it was a fake murder?
Yes. Happens every Tuesday between April and October.
So there's a clear pattern.
I'll leave this with you, Tash.
Welcome aboard this Arriviata service to York, or as the Romans called it, Iberacum, which reminds me, vide, dic, complevit.
What? What did she say?
Sir?
Is she communicating in a special code? A code only understood by Bill Gates and senior members of the royal family. I knew it!
What do you want?
Well, I've seen something, so I'm saying it.
Not again. Go on, say it then.
Will you sort it?
Well, depends on what you've seen.
There's a bag down there.
There's bags all over the place.
But it's unattended.
How do you know it's unattended?
Because it is unaccompanied by a human.
You're right.
I know. Just like I am about the moon.
So, what do you think?
Well, it's probably nothing. I mean, I know we have to take it seriously, but in my experience, most of the unattended stuff that gets reported turns out to be lost property.
What's the strangest thing you've ever found on a train, Sam?
Well, apart from the Ministry of Defence laptop with top secret files on.
Did you find one of those?
I found four of those. No. It was a shopping bag with two prosthetic arms in it.
Not surprised that got left behind.
Come on, let's go and
sort it.
Exactly.
There, you see that there? It's under the seat.
You're right.
Thank you. It's an unattended bag. We should evacuate the carriage.
No. We have a procedure for this.
It's called the
the hot procedure.
Stupid name, eh?
Yes, but a good procedure, Tash. Thank you. We need to ask three questions. Question one.
Why has it got such a stupid name?
Tash, not helping.
Sorry, it's the tension.
There's no tension.
There definitely is tension. It's just the whole bomb thing.
Who says it's a bomb?
No one, but they're all thinking it.
They are not all thinking it.
I am.
I think most of us are.
Tash, can you just let me deal with this? And don't say bomb in front of the passengers. It's a weird aspect of human psychology, but the word bomb, for some inexplicable reason, tends to panic people.
Right.
That's why in public places they generally use a code for emergencies. Haven't you ever been in a station and heard an announcement asking Mr. Sands to go to the manager's office?
No, why?
Well, that means there's a fire.
Right. So isn't it a bit risky for Mr. Sands to have to go to the manager's office? I mean, he should be heading to an assembly point.
There is no Mr. Sands. It's a code. But there's a fire.
Well, why not say so?
Because they don't want to panic people. That's the whole point. It's a way of letting the staff know there's a fire without the public knowing. Do you see why that's useful?
Yeah, it means the staff can get out first.
No, so the public don't panic.
What if the staff panic?
The staff are trained not to panic.
Well, my dog's trained not to jump on the sofa. But if someone walks in the room holding a chicken sandwich, it's like his own private trampoline.
Station staff are not dogs, Tash.
I know. If they were, they'd be much better at detecting bombs.
Well, hot procedure. It's a mnemonic.
A what?
You know, like Richard of York gave battle in vain.
Oh, I haven't heard that since school. What does it mean?
Well, it's a mnemonic, an easy way of remembering.
Remembering what?
I've forgotten.
So you can remember, it's a way of remembering, but you can't remember what it's supposed to help you remember.
For heaven's sake, it's the colours of the light spectrum. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
Yes, that's right.
Richard of York gave what, was it?
Battle in vain.
What does it mean?
It doesn't matter. Can you please deal with the package?
Right, yes. So, H-O-T. H stands for hidden. Is the item hidden?
It's under the seat.
That's hidden.
Well, not really. Lots of people put bags under the seat.
But it's still hidden.
Well, to be hidden, it has to be hidden deliberately, not just put under the seat. Was it hidden deliberately?
I mean, if we knew that, we wouldn't have to worry, would we? What kind of a daft question's that?
Tash.
An essential and very important question when passengers are watching. What's the O stand for?
The O means obvious. Is it obviously suspicious?
It is to me.
Well, with all due respect, you thought it was suspicious that your phone wouldn't get a signal in a tunnel. What I mean is, does it have wires sticking out of it, or visible batteries, or is it making a ticking noise?
Ticking noise? How long has this bag been under the seat? Since the 1980s?
I don't think suspect packages tick anymore. They're all set off by mobile phones, usually.
Oh, that reminds me. I think under the procedure, we're not supposed to use mobile phones within 10 yards of it.
Best tell her. Woman sat behind.
Actual suspect package right in front of me. I'll keep you all updated.
Excuse me, can you please switch off your phone?
No way, I'm live streaming.
Live what now?
She's broadcasting on social media.
God, yes. Not every day you're right there for a suspect package emergency.
It's a thing, Sam.
So not only have we got to deal with a suspect package, we have to do it with Kate Ady here recording it all.
Who's Kate Ady?
No idea. I'm Choo Choo Vlogger.
Excuse me, if you're making it public, then whoever planted the bomb might realise it's been discovered and detonate. You need to turn that off.
No way. I've got 150 new followers. My channel is exploding.
Unfortunate language.
Oh.
What? What?
You know I said to qualify as suspicious it would need something like wires sticking out of it?
Yeah.
There are wires sticking out of it.
Don't panic.
Thank you, Corporal Jones. Great advice.
Corporal who?
Listen, it's me. It's me. I'm the target. I know too much.
I really doubt that.
We should evacuate.
Everyone stay calm. I know this. I've seen it in films. I know what to do.
Yes?
There should be a red wire. And a blue wire. And you have to cut... one of them.
These are white.
That's weird. Let me have a look. Those are headphones.
I knew that.
Oh, good job you didn't cut the wire. They cost a fortune. They're not as much as earpods or AirTags.
Good job Noel isn't here. He literally wouldn't understand a word.
Ah, Sam, I was looking for you. That bloody Dave and Eileen. If, what on earth is going on?
We've got a situation. You know, see it, say it, sorted.
That bloke over there saw it, said it, but we haven't sorted it yet.
There's a bag under the seat.
That's where people keep bags. Is it suspicious?
No.
Oh, yes.
Right, suspicious and non-suspicious at the same time.
Yes. We're trying to deal with Schrodinger's suspect package, which I do not think is suspicious.
It doesn't look it.
Thank you.
It looks like someone's lunch bag. He's got a picture of a jolly-looking piece of cheese on it.
That's SpongeBob SquarePants.
Gruyere, possibly. Hard to tell with the legs. Secondly, he's got a pair of headphones poking out of the zip.
There are worse things that can poke out of a zip than that. You should try working the last train out of Waterloo.
Do you know what I think? I think this is a kid's bag, probably left behind by a school party on a trip to London. The reason it's under the seat is that they couldn't reach the luggage rack.
And I think I should have bet you £10.
You are not taking this seriously, are you? This is a typical cover-up by the authorities.
We always take reports from the public seriously, don't we, Noel?
Well, it depends which members of the public, not if they're clearly some sort of...
After all, we don't want to be reported, do we? To management.
Have you used the...
Hot procedure, yes. It's not hidden, it's just under the seat. There's nothing obviously suspicious, unless you believe SpongeBob SquarePants is some sort of symbol of international terrorism.
He is, it's well known.
Of course it is, sir, and Squidward is a member of the Illuminati.
She knows! You see, if you know, you know, and she knows. At least I now know you are taking it seriously.
I literally don't understand a word.
Told you.
Maybe the fake murderer on the other train has planted a fake bomb on this train.
Yes, yes.
Look, in my judgment, this is a piece of lost property left behind by a child who likes cheese.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Whatever.
Now, that's what they want you to think.
Open it, Sam.
Really?
It's not really suspicious, is it? Unlike the small missile-shaped object I once found left in a sleeper compartment, it made a strange buzzing noise. I reported it to my manager. She just laughed at me.
Okay, okay. I am satisfied. This is not suspicious. I'll open it.
No, 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 that's not right. You need to stop the train.
But with all due respect, sir, if we stopped the train every time someone left a bag behind, the train would never move.
Quite right.
This was probably left by a school child that couldn't reach the luggage rack.
Impeccable logic, Sam.
I still think you should stop the train.
If we stop the train, the line will back up solid to London and thousands of people will get delayed. All the evidence is this is just a lost bag.
At least evacuate the carriage.
Our train manager has been doing this job for 30 years.
No, I haven't. How old do you think I am?
She's been doing it for a number of years. And she is telling you that this is simply a lost bag. She is going to open the zip.
Yes, I am going to open the zip. You see? Exactly as I thought. This is just a lost bag containing some headphones, some food...
And a bomb.
And a bomb.
That's a bomb.
Stop the train! Everybody out of carriages C, D and E?
Yeah, and coaches F, G and H are now very overcrowded, but that's Noel's fault.
First class passengers cannot be expected to accommodate refugees on standard class. They're paid substantially for exclusive space.
It would help if we'd stopped in a station and not in the middle of a field.
Can't stop in a station with a suspect package on board. The whole station would have to be evacuated.
The transport police are on the way.
Can I just say something?
Oh, what is it, Noel? What is suspect package in Latin?
There is no need for sarcasm, Sam.
Well, forgive me. I'm feeling a little bit stressed at the moment, Noel. I didn't suspect a suspect package enough and endangered everyone's lives.
No, Sam. No. I egged you on. And I was wrong.
Well, you can be wrong, Noel. I can't. It's my decision.
And it was the right decision. Eventually, you have averted disaster.
But there are 7 trains backed up behind us and thousands of people stranded at King's Cross. What if I caused all that for no reason?
It's not no reason. It's a bomb.
Yeah, but it didn't go off, did it?
What's that noise?
That is a helicopter.
It must be the transport police.
Or one of the passengers has ordered Deliveroo.
It's the transport police. We're in the middle of nowhere. It would take ages to get here in a car.
It doesn't say police. It says Sky News.
Oh, no. Oh, it's that bloody kid live streaming. I knew we should have stopped her.
Glad you didn't. I've never been on telly.
Morning. Sergeant Lavelle, Transport Police. This is Special Officer Medill.
You found us then?
We followed a helicopter. The media always know where they're going. Right, we need to know where the suspect package is.
Coach D.
Coach D. Evacuate the remaining passengers.
Will do, sir.
Good. Now, the suspect package. Can you describe its appearance?
I can. I saw it first. I recognised it immediately as a classic false flag device designed to sow confusion among the authorities.
Is that right?
The authorities were a bit confused for a while.
Does it have any distinguishing features compared to other bags?
It's quite small. It had what appears to be a pair of white corded headphones caught in the zip.
Mm-hmm. Any markings at all?
The bag has a picture on it.
Yes, Bunge Posh Cheese Man.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob SquarePants. You're positive?
Absolutely positive. Look, I took a photo of it. Is it a bomb?
That is definitely a bomb.
Oh, thank God for that.
Sorry?
She's been very stressed. And I did the right thing.
You did exactly the right thing. This is an extremely serious situation. I want you to join the other passengers in Atfield and stay at least 100 metres from the train.
I can't do that, I'm afraid. A train manager always goes down with her train, if you see what I mean.
And if Sam is staying, I will stay too.
Thank you, Noel.
And if Sam and Noel are staying, I'm leaving now, if that's okay, cos I'm a lot younger and I've got a life to live.
Fair enough, Tash.
That wasn't a request, that was an order. You're all to move 100 metres from the train. We'll be sending in the robot to move the device and neutralise it.
Oh, sorry, yes, of course. Come on.
Hold train now empty, sir.
Roger. Get me a secure line to control, will you? Thank you. Control, this is Lavelle 196. Incident is under control. Tell Dave and Eileen we found their bag. Yep, the dummy bomb for the exercise is still in it. They left it under their seats in standard, the greedy so-and-sos. No, don't you worry, sir. The train's backed up all the way to London. It's best for all parties concerned that no one knows what really happened. I will deal with the evidence in the usual way, sir.
It's strange looking at the train from a distance, isn't it?
I think today is, well, it's given me a whole new perspective on things.
Thanks for backing me up earlier.
Oh, I never dreamed it was a real bomb, Sam. When I saw it, I had a sudden sense of my own mortality. Which is why I've been thinking that maybe...
Oh, hang on, Noel, I should get this. Hi, Mum. Fabric softener, it's under the sink. I might be a bit late back. Nothing to worry about, just the normal bomb squad debriefing. All right, bye. Sorry, Noel, you were saying?
Oh, yeah, yes. Look, I admire you, Sam, and I was just wondering if maybe sometime we could... Well, you know, come on, Noel. What I really wanted to say is...
Sorry, Noel, I didn't get that. What were you saying?
Oh, nothing. It can wait.
OK. Everyone, the next station is Grantham!
The train at Platform 4 starred Rosie Caballero, Amy Gledhill, Gemma Harrismith, Hugh Dennis and Steve Punt. It was written by Hugh Dennis and Steve Punt. The producer was James Robinson. It was a BBC Studios audio production for Radio 4.
And the train at Platform 4 will make a return journey at 6:30 next Thursday evening.
You're dead to me.
His goal in life was flirting and locking about.
I'm warming to the guy. The comedy show that takes history seriously.
Well, give her a nanny, but they won't give her the gift of literacy. That's really odd, isn't it?
That's the Victorians.
Yes, well done. Keep the girls within their place.
Join some top-of-the-class historians.
The one thing that he didn't want to do with his life was work.
And some choice comedians.
Is that what it's called? The Very Excellent Wall of China?
With Phil Wang, Lucy Worsley, Sue Perkins and many more.
It sounds like an absolute A-grade champ.
The new series of You're Dead to Me, with me, Greg Jenner, on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, Saturday mornings at 10.